Last night, the 24th juz of the Quran was recited. In the first ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَذَبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ, that who can be a greater zalim than a person who lies against Allah. Lies against Allah. Example, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has partners, etc. وَكَذَّبَ بِالسِّرْقِ, and he gives a lie, he rejects the truth. إِذْ جَاءَهُ, when it comes to him. He rejects the revelation, the message of the Anbiya, the Quran. So such a person, for him, his abode is Jahannam. And then those on the other hand, those who brought the truth and who accept and testify to the truth, they are the muttaqeen. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, for them will be whatever they wish, whatever they desire when they come by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reward of those who do righteousness, goodness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further on says that أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا, is Allah not enough? Is Allah ta'ala not sufficient for His servant? Definitely this is a question, and it is to impress upon us that definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is sufficient for His servant. وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ, but when a person will want to practice on deen, then others will make you scared. They'll make you scared with regards to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, they'll tell a person that if you don't take out insurance, how can you live in these times? What will happen to you if something happens? Or a person, his children, he's putting them on the right way, saving them from the wrong education. They'll tell him, if you don't have a degree nowadays, how are you going to live? So they always try to warn you and make you scared with regards to other than Allah. But أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا, Allah is sufficient for a person. Person who trusts, puts his reliance only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala sees to all of his needs. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ, Allah is sufficient for me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ, when Allah ta'ala is mentioned, spoken about exclusively, then those people who don't believe in the akhirat, their hearts become uneasy, become constricted. So one is ikhlas, a person is to do actions only for Allah. But also, when we have to see that when talks of deen are taking place, talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those who don't have iman, proper iman, they become uneasy. They get tired, they get bored, the bayan is taking too long, wasting our time, etc. But then, 10 minutes they couldn't sit in the bayan, but after that, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ, when other things are spoken about, now they're very happy, they're carefree, bubbly, enjoying. Now for 1 hour a person can speak about sports, speak about things that don't concern us at all, that we don't have any effect on, speak about politics. So, this is a sign that a person, is his iman on the akhirah strong, or his iman is weak. So we have to see ourselves also, that we have to, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, talks about Allah, we have to keep ourselves focused, and we have to be build up this iman on the akhirah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ruku, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, that O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell my servants, announce to my servants who have wronged themselves, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu used to say that this ayah is that ayah in the Quran that gives a person the most amount of hope, most amount of encouragement. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, verily Allah forgives all sins. So in so many ways in this ayah, Allah ta'ala is showing His mercy, His kindness. Firstly, Allah ta'ala said, Ya ibadi, my servants, no matter how much wrong you've done, but at the end of the day, you are still my servants. I am your Rabb. I have created you. You belong to me. You are my servants. Secondly, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, who have wronged themselves. If in this dunya, we do some wrong to someone, now we also want to ask him to forgive us. But the thought then comes to our mind that, hey, I've harmed him so much. I've put him in such a tight position. Then we feel ashamed. How can I even go and ask him for maaf? Dear Allah Ta'ala is saying, you can't harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. Through your sins, you've only harmed yourselves. So don't feel ashamed. Don't hesitate at all. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it came before, that only those who are disbelievers, they lose hope in the mercy of Allah. So we always have to have hope, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's mercy is very, very vast, very wide. Then Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah Ta'ala forgives all sins. Whatever sin you have done, that also is included. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will also forgive it. In the masnoon dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahumma إِنَّ مَغْفِرَتَكَ أَوْسَعُ مِن ذُنُوبِنَا. Oh Allah, your maghfirat is much, much more vast and wider than my sins. Like a person, if he is at the seashore, now there's no place for him to relieve himself. He's on the ship and he has to go and relieve himself. Now he's asking that when I relieve myself, where will all this dirt go? They tell him it will go into the ocean. Now he's hesitating. He's saying that the ocean, the water, how can I dirty the water? Say that this person, he's gone off. The water, there's so much of water. Not you. If hundreds of you, thousands of people have to relieve themselves in the ocean, it's not going to affect the water. More than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness encompasses all our sins. Allah ta'ala's mercy, forgiveness, wash away all a person's sins. So, a person should always turn to Allah. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily, Allah is ghafoor. Allah forgives. This is what Allah ta'ala does. He forgives sins. In the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if you did not commit sins and then seek forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bring a different creation who would sin and then ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. So this is Allah ta'ala's, so to say, work, that Allah ta'ala forgives sins. You don't have to hesitate. And Allah ta'ala is Rahim, He's most kind, He's most merciful. After you forgive, Allah removes any trace of that sin, any effect of that sin. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards a person for seeking forgiveness. In this dunya, it doesn't happen like that. You've done something wrong. You committed treason against the country. Then you ask for forgiveness. And they say, fine, we've forgiven you. But now, because you asked us for forgiveness, alright, we're going to give you this block of flats. We're going to give you 10 filling stations. We're going to give you 10 farms. It doesn't happen like this in dunya. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person asks for forgiveness, Allah ta'ala grants a person so much of reward. من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا. You make a lot of istighfar, Allah will take you out of your difficulties. وَمِن كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجَ. All problems, all things that are stressing a person out, Allah will open away from him. And وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah gives you risk also. So we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is here. A person lets the month of Ramadan pass and he doesn't get his sins forgiven. This is a person who has really lost out. We should make a lot of istighfar and tawbah. The dua we have to recite also. Allahumma innaka afuwun. تحب العفو فاعف عني. Oh Allah, you love to forgive, so forgive me. Allah grant us all tawfiq. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions on the day of Qiyamah, the groups of people that will be brought forth, Zumar. That is what the surah is also named after, Zumar, the groups. So the first group will be وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. The kuffar, they will be driven to Jahannam in groups, like how prisoners are hoarded and taken to the jail. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا. When they come there, then futihat abwabuha, the doors of Jahannam will be open for them. So a person comes, is brought to the jail, the doors of the jail are locked. When he comes there, then they knock on the doors, then it's opened, then he's thrown inside. In the same way, these people will be thrown into Jahannam, flung into Jahannam. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا. The wardens over Jahannam, the angels will ask them, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِنْكُمْ. Didn't the messengers come to you, reciting the verses of your Rabb, and they warned you about this day? You're going to see this day. They will say, yes, it did happen, but what can we do? حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Now the punishment of the decree of punishment has already been established on the wrongdoers. It will be said to them, enter into Jahannam and stay in there forever and forever. On the other side, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. Those who had taqwa, who had the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will also be taken towards Jannah in groups. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. When they come, the doors will be open, waiting for them. Like how in this dunya, a very important guest is coming. So you make preparations, that you wait for him outside. You're ready for him. Not that he must come and ring the bell, but you are waiting for him. In a similar way, they will be welcomed. And then the angels in charge of Jannah will say to them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Peace be to you. فَدْخُطِبْتُمْ. You've done very well. فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. Now enter and stay in here forever. Allah Ta'ala make us all from the people of Jannah. The next surah is Suratul Ghafir. This is the quality of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the surah starts with Hamim. There are 7 surahs in the Quran that begin with Hamim. This is the first of those surahs. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala after this says, Tanzeelul Kitabi Min Allahil Azizil Alim. That this book has been revealed from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's side, who is all overpowering and all knowledgeable. Ghafir al-Dhanb. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions four attributes of His, through which the surah is also revealed. The first quality, غَافِرِ الذَّمْ, that Allah is the one who forgives sins. وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ, and Allah ta'ala accepts tawbah. Allah ta'ala forgives sins. Sometimes without tawbah, a person does good, then in repayment of that good, his sins get forgiven. Sometimes surely out of His mercy, Allah ta'ala overlooks and forgives a person's sins. And وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ, those who make tawbah, Allah ta'ala accepts their tawbah. شَدِيدِ الْإِقَابِ, but don't take advantage of this. Don't think, no, Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim, I can do what I want. No. Allah Ta'ala warns a person also, Shadeed al-Iqab. Allah Ta'ala's punishment is also very severe. This Qawl, and Allah Ta'ala is the possessor of all favors upon mankind. La ilaha illa huwa ilayhi al-masir. So here Allah has mentioned both sides of His qualities. Qualities of mercy, and on the other hand, those qualities which show the punishment of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the might and power of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So in the surah also, there is these two groups of people that have been that are also mentioned. One, those who are worthy and mustahiq of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the others, those who have become deserving of Allah ta'ala's punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions first regarding the people of Iman, that what one great bounty that they will have is that on their behalf, the malaika. And which malaika? Those malaika who have the special duty of carrying the arsh of Allah ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشِ, those who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they and those, the other malaika who are around them, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ, one is they are involved in the tasbih of Allah, and also يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, they believe in Allah, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and they make istighfar on behalf of the people of Iman. They make dua for them also. They say, O Allah, Your mercy has encompassed everything, Your knowledge encompasses everything. So فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا, forgive those who make tawbah, and who have followed Your path, save them from the punishment of Jahannam. Not only for the people of Iman and those who make tawbah, but also for their progeny. They make dua for them as well. They say, O Allah, enter them into Jannah that You have promised them. Those who are righteous from amongst their forefathers, wa azwajihim, from their wives, wa dhurriyatihim, and from their progeny. So a great virtue. If a person has Iman, he makes tawbah, then he gets the dua of those special malaika who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's a manifestation of Allah ta'ala's kind qualities. On the other hand, Allah is also shadeedul iqab, severe in His punishment. The kuffar, as was recited in the Fajr Salah, on the day of Qiyamah, it will be called out to them that Allah ta'ala's anger over you is much more than your anger over yourself. Because when they will come to the akhirat, they're like how we say, want to kick themselves when they realize everything that was being told to us in this dunya was true. And now, look at where we've landed ourselves. Allah will, it will be said to them that more than the anger you have over yourselves is the anger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now has over you. Then, in this dunya, they were very proud, very haughty. They used to reject the Anbiya alayhi salam, mock at them, taunted them. But in the akhirat, all of that will be forgotten. Now they'll become humble souls. They will say, فَعْتَرَفْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا, O Allah, we accept whatever sins, whatever wrongs we have done. We accept now. فَهَلْ إِلَىٰ خُرُوجٍ مِّن سَبِيلٍ, is there any chance we can get out of here? But once a person has landed himself there, there's no way for him to go out. Allah Ta'ala protect us. And then another example of these two qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind and merciful, and on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala's punishment, the incident of Fir'aun is mentioned with Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. This incident has passed many times of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Yeah, one part of the life of Musa alayhi salam is with regards to in the people of Fir'aun, amongst them there was a person, Rajulun Mu'min, a person who had Iman, Yaktumu Imanahu, and he concealed his Iman, obviously out of the fear of Fir'aun. He was from the people of Fir'aun. So when Fir'aun had resolved that I'm going to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, so this person now, he stood up to defend and make an effort to protect Musa alayhi salam, and also to invite Fir'aun and his people towards Iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many ayat here are mentioned regarding the da'wat, how he gave, how he invited his people to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to accept Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So they didn't want to accept different ways. First Fir'aun had said he's going to kill Musa alayhi salam. Then when this person stood up, then Fir'aun tried to ridicule and mock at him. That's also a way of batil. They threaten a person and use force and also try to show that whatever he is saying, whatever he is standing up for, it's really something very funny, and there's no, it doesn't make sense. So this tactic is from those times. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions at the end, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا, all their plans, Allah ta'ala protected him, Allah ta'ala saved him from all of their planning. But وَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ. Fir'aun and his people, they were caught up in the punishment. Allah Ta'ala caused them to be drowned in the water. And then, it's not game over. النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوَّ وَعَشِيَا. They were destroyed in this world. But when they enter into the barzakh, the next life, then there also this punishment for them. Morning and evening, the fire is brought in front of them. Now also, at this moment, they are in the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, on the one hand, those who are righteous, they will be worthy of Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance, mercy. Those who disobey, they will get Allah Ta'ala's punishment. Allah Ta'ala says, this was in this dunya. Inna lanansuru rusulana walladhina amanu fil hayati dunya wa yawma yaqumul ashhad. Verily, we will help our messengers and those who believe in this world also. Wa yawma yaqumul ashhad. And also in the next life, on the day of Qiyamah also, we will also help those who have iman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have to prepare for the akhirat. One great amal is that you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah ta'ala says, make dua and call out unto me. I will accept from you. So Allah is commanding us, ادْعُونِي, that call out, make dua. Person has to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith it comes, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. A person who doesn't make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry with the person. So a person, to show his humbleness and his need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be manifested when we ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua to Allah. Person who doesn't make dua, so to say, he is having takabbur, he is having pride. Say, Allah, I'm not in need of your help. I'm not in need of your assistance. So there's great warnings for that. Therefore, we should increase in dua, especially now in the month of Ramadan. Person who's fasting, his duas are readily accepted. Then the next surah is also a surah of Hamim, known as Hamim Sajda. And Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the beginning, تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم, that the Quran that has been revealed is out of the kindness and the sheer mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has revealed this book in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا, one side Allah ta'ala gives us clear tidings for those who believe, those who do righteousness, وَنَذِيرًا, and similarly it also warns those who will not believe, those who will reject, those who will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala gives the incident of Ad, Thamud, they disobeyed, and how they disbelieved, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then destroyed them. And towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that those who will believe, those who say, our Rabb is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, then they remain steadfast on this, fulfilling all the dictates of the statement of رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, that Allah is our Rabb, that is, they are obedient to Allah, fulfill all His commands. What will happen? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The malaika descend and come down unto them. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. And the malaika tell them, don't fear, don't grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And take great tidings of Jannah which you were promised. Ulama mentioned, this will be on three occasions. One is when a person is about to die. Now the malaika also come to him. And they tell him, don't worry, don't grieve. And we take glad tidings to you of Jannah that you have been promised. So when a person is leaving this world, he gets this help of the malaika. The malaika give him the glad tidings. Similarly, in the qabr, when a person now is being questioned, the malaika also come to him to help him, assist him. And on the day of Qiyamah, when he is resurrected from his grave and is brought out again for reckoning, that time also the malaika will be there. And Ulama explained that this year, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. The malaika say, we are your helping friends in this world and in the akhirah. So in this world also, the malaika help and assist a person. You see a person, he's steadfast on deen, that outwardly everything is contrary to him, is against him, the environment, the people around him, but he's so steadfast on deen. Why is this? This is also, he's getting assistance. The malaika, they're helping him, supporting him. One person, he has iman, the rest of his family is kafir, but he's staying steadfast. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ. We were your helping friends in this world and in the akhirah. When he was going to Jannah, it will be told to him, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. For you is whatever your heart desires. Whatever you wish for, you will get it in Jannah. In dunya, our desires can't be fulfilled. The dunya is temporary, and our desires, there's no limit to it. So this world, Allah hasn't created it to fulfill our desires. It's like person takes a glass or a jug, wants to fill the whole ocean in it, he can't fill it. So our desires will not be fulfilled in this world. If a person tries to fulfill his desires in this world, he'll lose himself. Especially if he's disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, They give the example, a person is doing sin. So now he's committing, example, it starts off, he just wants to look. He says, I just want to look to see how this woman looks. Now once he looks, then his desire doesn't end. Now he says, let me just speak to her little. After he speaks to her, then he goes further and further. Then he gets involved in the sin of zina. Once he tastes it, once he says, once I just want to have zina, I just want to fulfill my desire once, then it will be all over. No, once he does it once, the desire becomes even more stronger. So our desires cannot be fulfilled in this world. The place to fulfill desires is Jannah. Allah Ta'ala has created Jannah. That is what we have to strive for. Then Allah Ta'ala says that, and a higher level than that is وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Person who says, my Rabb is Allah and he remains steadfast. But on a greater level is the one who will invite towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He himself is on deen. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. He's practicing on deen and he invites other people also. Then this person, Allah Ta'ala says, his speech is the best of speech. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ ادْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. But when you're inviting towards the haq, towards the truth, it's not going to be always smooth sailing. There'll be opposition. How must you combat this opposition? Do good to those people who do wrong to you. And a person will do good to the one who does wrong. Allah Ta'ala says, then the person who had severe enmity for you, he'll melt. كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. He'll become like a close friend to you. Someone who does wrong to him, you do goodness and kindness to him. They say, kill with kindness. And this person will become like a close friend. But وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Nobody can get these qualities except the one who has sabr, who can control himself, who remains steadfast. And a person who has this here, ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. He's a very fortunate person. And then shaitan also will make an effort on you. He won't leave you, but he'll also try to take you off the path. When this happens, then وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ. When the waswasas of shaitan come, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Then take the protection of Allah. Recite أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah hears, Allah is aware, Allah Ta'ala's protection will come to you. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.